You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Psalm 16 and verse 8. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. You remember that sometimes we considered 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. That says that we all with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being changed into the same image from glory to glory. Without us seeing the glory of Jesus, not the glory of men, not the glory of cars, not the glory of money, without us seeing the glory of Jesus daily and consistently, we cannot become like Christ. So when you see what the psalmist say here in verse 8, he said, I have set the Lord always before me, always, not occasionally. Every single time I'm looking at the Lord. As I'm making decisions, I'm looking at Jesus. As I'm conducting myself, my affairs in life, I'm looking at Jesus. In my workplace, I'm looking at Jesus. In my home, I'm looking at Jesus. In my marriage, I'm looking at Jesus. I have set the Lord always before me. When you set the Lord always before you, you won't misbehave because the Lord is before you. Do you want to misbehave before him? He said, I have set the Lord always before me. It's your responsibility, brethren. He is telling us what he has done. Who have you set before you? Some of you have set men of God before yourself. You have set the traditions of men before you. Traditions has a stronghold upon you than the word of God. You will even be arguing. You say, but sir, this is tradition. And we will be telling you, the word of God says this, but you are saying this is tradition. What has tradition got to do with the word of God? What kind of useless tradition is that? Somebody was telling me a woman got married and they told her to come and swear to an idol that she will be a faithful and good wife. And she said she can't do that. And they said it is tradition. She must do it. I'm like, what kind of useless tradition is that? And then she went and traveled out of the country with her husband and they continued their life. But she was worried, saying they don't respect her. They don't say this. I said, why are you bothered about these people? You are several hundred kilometers away from these people. You are already having your marriage, living your life. Why are you bothered about the people that want to bow down to a stick? They go to the forest and cut a stick. And then they will craft it and make it look like image of a being. And then they will say that he's a God. You must come and swear to it. If not, that something is wrong with this man. A God that you can throw into fire, that it will burn. A God that you can put in a grinder and it will crush it. And then you call that a God and you say people should come as well. But you see, for some people, that tradition is stronger on them than Jesus. How can you say that you are believing Jesus? You are a child of God. You are born again. You are a disciple of Jesus. And then tradition has a hold on you than the word of God. What have you said before yourself? You have to set Jesus before you. Brethren, who have you set before you? Who are you looking at? Because who you look at is what you will become. If Jesus is who you are looking at, you will be becoming like Jesus. If you are not becoming like Jesus, you are looking at somebody else. Who have you set before you, before yourself? Then look at what he said next. He said, because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. The basis for our confidence is our relationship with Jesus. You see, you are timid and afraid because you don't know him. You are timid and afraid because you don't take his word for his word. You don't believe his word. You have not set him always before you. He is not at your right hand. That's why you don't have confidence. That's why they can tell you that some of your ancestors, they took a covenant, they did this, and you will believe it, that it will have effect on you. Because you do not believe in the words of Jesus. You do not believe. You have not set Jesus always before you. He is not at your right hand. That's why you are afraid. But today you can change all of that. Set Jesus before you. Only Jesus. You see, you will not be moved. Hallelujah. I love that so much. You will not be moved. No matter what happens. It's not the economy that is moving you. It is you not having Jesus before you. I'm telling you, Jesus is irrespective of the country you are or the economy you are going through. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number. +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.